Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline right now. We're joined by ABC News contributor and Investopedia editor-in-chief Caleb Silver. Caleb, we know earlier in the week it was announced a record-setting number of jobs and people quitting their jobs, 4.5 million in November to be exact. And let's put that into perspective and what that means for the economy as a whole.
Well, we just got the December jobs figures just a couple of minutes ago, and only 199,000 jobs added last month. That was far fewer than expected. We were expecting over 400,000, but you're right, the quits rate very high. That's a record high. 4.5 million people, workers, straight up quit their jobs in November. Openings fell to 10.6 million. There are a lot of job openings out there, and small businesses in particular are having a very hard time hiring. But when we look at the amount of jobs added last month, not very strong. And all of that survey was taken pre-Omicron. So know that there was not a lot of hiring at the end of the month either, and the job market just not picking up like we wanted to, even though the unemployment rate fell to 3.9%.
Yeah, and is that... I was going to say, as you mentioned too, the unemployment rate continuing to drop. Is that just maybe an indicator that some businesses and some people are looking at new ways to do work and kind of streamlining, seeing that we've had such an ongoing labor shortage that it's changing the way that these jobs and tasks are being completed?
Yeah, that could be it. We could see a lot of people just dropping out of the traditional workforce to be independent contractors, be consultants, do their own thing, work from home, and have the flexibility that they've gotten used to in the past year and a half. But we don't. What's very unusual is that the private market is hiring a lot of people. You see that in sort of the white-collar jobs. You see some aggressive hiring and a lot of competition there. The job openings are in leisure and hospitality and in healthcare and social assistance. So that's where a lot of folks are kind of burned out. There are a lot of uncertainty in the restaurant business, so a lot of choppiness in that part of the labor market. But also know that the unemployment rate is taken from a household survey, very different from the amount of non-farm payrolls. And the household survey, when they call home to home, and they call hundreds of thousands of homes to get that survey, a lot of folks say, I'm working, but they may not be working the way that you and I are thinking about it.
Right. Caleb, I've been talking every time I go into like a convenience store that's has a sign out that says its hours are shortened due to staffing shortages. Instead of being open till 10 or overnight completely, now it's like only open till 7 p.m. And I asked them and they say they've never seen anything like this. They say they'll hire people who show up maybe for just a couple of days and then ghost them. And I've heard that from some restaurateurs, too. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what the motivation would be for that or how these people are surviving.
Yeah, they're doing job to job, bouncing from one job to the other. But you're talking about industries that are paying minimum wage or sometimes even lower than that, depending on where you're living. So there's a lot of job mobility there. And there's not a lot of incentive for workers at that wage level. But when you go up into the higher paying job areas, and especially some of the service areas, they can't find enough workers. So professional services, not being able to hire enough folks, health services, trucking, warehouse workers, that's where a lot of the job shortages are.
And what does this say for our economy as a whole? I mean, it seems like it's been broken since, you know, the pandemic started.
Yeah, the labor market in particular has been the part of the economy that suffered the most, outside of the fact that families and people have been suffering through the pandemic. But the labor market has been disconnected because there's a lot of uncertainty. Think about the areas of the economy that were shut down when this whole thing started back in March and April of 2022. Restaurants, the travel industry, business travel, office areas, sort of those office park communities, the restaurants and the services around those areas. So that hasn't come back fully because we haven't gone back to work completely. When you don't have that happening, you don't have the complete ecosystem of economics working in those areas. That drags down overall economic progress. So that's where we are. We're probably around 75 to 80% of the way back, but we're still missing about 3.5 million, actually more than 5 million jobs that were here pre-pandemic.
Okay, well, definitely a complex issue, and I know analysts like yourself are going to be poring over these latest numbers that just came out as well, trying to divine some sort of direction that we're heading that hopefully will be the silver lining in all of this. Caleb Silver, who is the editor-in-chief of Investopedia and also joins us, thank you so much for that insight.
Thank you.